We want people of all ages to come stop by. It's going to be free to attend. You just pop in and out. It doesn't have to be you stay for the whole time. It's just going to be food, fun, and music.
The Hayes Young Professionals will once again host events downtown in conjunction with the Summer Art Walk. Vice President of Membership for the Hayes Chamber, Lee Purdy, along with Meredith Malatin, the chair of the Hayes Young Professionals Networking and Engagement Committee, join us to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're trying to get this to coincide with the Hayes Council Summer Art Walk. That's going to be Friday, June 16th. Meredith, you want to tell them a little bit about the event?
Absolutely. In previous years, we've had the Community Street Dance. It's the same event, different name this year. We'll have a DJ, a couple food trucks, games. We just want to get people out in the community, come downtown for the art walk, and then stick around and cool off under the pavilion.
I love that pavilion. It gets such great events down there. Like, I don't know who built it. It was built when I was out of town. But things like this is exactly what it's for, right?
Yes, and just getting the community out. We want people of all ages to come stop by. It's going to be free to attend. You just pop in and out. It doesn't have to be you stay for the whole time. It's just going to be food, fun, and music.
Absolutely. The time is 5:30 to 9:30, but we have the pavilion till 11, so we won't kick you out. But if you want to bring a lawn chair, something to hang out and sit down and listen to the DJ, you're more than welcome.
Very cool. And I'm thinking, we spoke with Hayes Arts Council Executive Director Brenda Mader a couple of weeks back about this art walk coming up. I'm thinking that is the same time frame kind of as the art walk is going on, right?
Yes, exactly. This is our third annual event doing it. We've done it the past three summer art walks too. And just like that, we can give people a place to come cool off. There will be water and ice, right, Meredith?
Yes, we'll have free water. Yeah, it's available to come cool off.
Yeah, and I really like this. Get some food trucks heading that way too, right?
Yes, we'll have barbecue, tacos, snow cones, anything you kind of want. We'll have a variety available.
So I've got the list here, and I was hoping you would say it. The name of that taco truck.
I
see it in town, and I've had it. It's delicious, but I don't know how to say it. And yeah, I'm getting a no. Tacos L something something. Anyway, delicious. And Pfons? Is it Pfons Smokehouse and Catering?
I think it's Fons.
Oh, Fons.
Fon and Still is their last name.
Ah, that makes sense. The P is silent.
Yeah.
I'm not Volga German. This is my problem. I don't think about these things. And you say you got a DJ coming down too, right?
Yes. Kevin with Midnight Productions will be playing for us. We're there a couple of hours. He'll have his photo backdrop. He'll interact with the crowd. We can suggest songs. So if there's something that you specifically want to hear, he'll do it for you.
Love that. Anything? Like just kind of like what we do here?
I think so.
Okay, yep. Great. I guess the worst thing you can do is ask. And if he says, yeah. I don't have it.
Yeah, I'm going to be requesting Cupid Shuffle.
Wait, what's the Cupid Shuffle?
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
I'll have to teach you sometime.
Yeah, we'll do it off air.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to make you sing on air right now. But I like this, too, that it's of course, you guys are putting this together, but there's so many people in the community that help make this happen, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we would like to thank a couple of different people while we've got the spot to do so. We'd like to give a shout out to Ideal Refuse Removal and Roll-Off Service for their trash service, Chartwell's Catering for providing the ice, City of Hayes Park Department for the rental of the pavilion, and the City of Hayes Police Department for the safety enforcement, and Eagle Radio and Hayes Convention and Visitors Bureau for the marketing promotion.
Oh, I heard Eagle Radio in there.
Thank
Good
you.
For us. I didn't know that. But again, this is coming up. It's Friday, June 16th. In conjunction with the Hayes Art Council's Summer Art Walk, free to attend. Anything else we want to hit about this before we go? I know you guys have another event we want to talk about a little bit, too.
I think we pretty well covered that one.
Yep.
Go out and enjoy the art walk and enjoy this event as well. But, okay, let's talk about this. Mark your calendars coming up on the 21st, just about a week later, right? Dine and Unwind. What's this about?
Meredith, you want to tell a little bit about that?
Sure. This one is for any prospective members that are looking to see what HYP is, how they can get involved. This will be a good event to come see who we are, meet our members, see if it's a good fit for you. So that's Wednesday, June 21st, 5:30 to 7 at the Paisley Pear. And it's also good if you're already a member to come and see how you can get more connected and meet other YPs.
Excellent. Yeah, and I think we talked about, Lee, last time you were on, a little bit about the Hayes Young Professionals. Maybe we want to talk a little bit more. And really, what is this organization about? What do you guys do? And how does this tie into the chamber?
Yeah, so the purpose of the HYP is just anybody seeking to expand their business, professional contacts. If you're interested in giving back to the Hayes community, if you're looking to meet new people socially, or just anybody who's willing to have a little bit of fun. The main goal of the HYP is we want to promote the development, the recruitment, retention of young professionals in the Hayes area. So really just looking to build a bond between the business community and the young professionals, because we want to make Hayes the best place to live, serve, work, and to play.
Excellent. And you guys have fun doing this, right? I was not a member, but over the years, I've got the opportunity to cover a lot of Hayes Young Professional events, cover the chamber for my Hayes Post work, and it always seems like you guys are having a good time.
Yeah, and at this Dine and Unwind event, just want to kind of stress that it's very informal. You know, you don't have to show up for the whole time. If you just have time to stop in for just a minute or stay the whole time, it's going to be free to attend. If you want to buy some food or drinks, more than welcome to. But that's really most of what the Hayes Young Professional events are, is it's not a high-pressure environment. It really is just a place where like-minded people can join and gather, and that's our main goal.
Excellent. And in some cases, can lead to a job at the chamber, right?
Yes. That was certainly one of my pipelines to join the chamber. That's right.
Very cool. Well, any other last thoughts about the Hayes Young Professionals before we move on? I know we've got some events we want to talk about going on this week, just regular chamber events as well.
Just want to say, you know, if you're between the ages 21 to 40, we'd welcome you. If you want more information, there's more information on the website, including on how to apply. So any questions, too, of course, I'm a resource for that.